USA Radio News.
Roughly 300,000 children under the age of 5 years old have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a senior Biden administration official. This data comes on the heels of a holiday weekend with lots of families traveling and not thinking about a trip to the pediatrician while on vacation. They're expecting that the data could increase in the weeks ahead, especially ahead of the school year. The former Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 abruptly resigned from a tiny police department in rural Pennsylvania. That is less than a day after the news of his hiring broke. Timothy Lohman was set to serve as the force's sole police officer in the township. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A poll is showing the American people's confidence in the government is down.
Americans' confidence in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After a gunman killed 7 people and wounded dozens more at an Independence Day parade outside Chicago, thousands turned to the online platform GoFundMe to donate money to the victims. Donors have raised millions across 11 different pages. Highland Park, Illinois' mayor has warned the community about potential fundraising scams in a news conference. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Actor James Caan, known for his role in The Godfather and other films over a long career, has died at 82. His family confirmed. Born in 1940 in Queens, New York, Caan worked in Hollywood for over 60 years, starting with guest roles on TV dramas like The Alfred Hitchcock Hour. He will be missed by his family, friends, colleagues, and fans. A Mississippi abortion clinic that was at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court upending abortion rights nationwide has closed its doors. Physicians at Jackson Women's Health Organization were trying to see as many patients as possible before today, when Mississippi will enact a law to ban most abortions. A judge denied the clinic's petition on Tuesday, suggesting that delaying the ban would, quote, clearly harm the state and its citizens by denying the public interest in enforcement of its law, end quote, in an 8-page opinion. The Pink House, what it's known as, has been doing abortions through 16 weeks, but under previous U.S. Supreme Court rulings, abortion was allowed to the point of fetal visibility at about 24 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.